WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah, dude.
Boy, I feel like a jackass after leaving Las Vegas, man.
I feel like Steve-O.
Oh, God. I feel like the whole jackass crew. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:36. Brock and Hunter.
Good morning.
I figured today would be just a good day to kind of recap everything. I didn't want to plan too much just because I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. Kiki and I made it back. We were at the Hashtag Happens Rock Radio Convention in beautiful Las Vegas, where it was the exact same temperature there as it was here. The only day that was a little bit warmer was Friday. It was sunny, 50. I'd say like 45. Like, it was still brisk in the shade. But we had a great time, of course. Before I get into anything, I want to say a huge thank you to the Chocolate Cafe for helping us get out there, making it possible, the broadcast. Go see them. They're downtown St. Joe. Mm-hmm. They got delicious food. They got specialty drinks, sweets. They got it all. And a great setting, too. Like, on a nice, like, wintry day, you sit there with your coffee or your hot chocolate. You look outside in downtown St. Joe. It's awesome down there at the Chocolate Cafe. But we had a great time.
Go to the strip club?
We didn't get to go to any strip clubs. I was a little bummed. Yeah. I was a little bummed. No strip clubs, but still had a good time. Still got to...
Did you shoot an automatic weapon out of a helicopter?
No. Wanted to, but I did get to shoot an automatic weapon.
Nice.
One of the things we did... So these conventions, what we do is we go early in the morning, we have brunch, and then we sit and we do kind of the boring stuff, but it's still a lot of fun. Like, we got to listen to Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction talk. He was a really interesting guy. Got to listen to him. One of the ones we had just kind of an open conversation about rock radio, about the state of rock radio and everything, and some really cool people in industry getting together. And one time we got to have The Offspring serenade us.
Nice.
So first, Royal Bliss did an acoustic set, which was really, really good. Those guys are super talented. And then Dexter and Noodles of The Offspring came in and talked to us a little bit, did a little kind of interview, and then they played three acoustic songs. Mm-hmm. And it was a really, really unique take. Because you think about Offspring, you think about acoustic Offspring. How does that work? Well, they kind of reworked some of the songs. Self-Esteem, they did. Kind of had like a reggae vibe to it. It was just, it was really neat. At one point, they did a song with a ukulele, and Noodles, it was so great. Noodles told this whole story. He's like, oh, yeah, this is actually my grandpa's ukulele. He brought it back with him from the war, and he gave it to me, and he played for me and everything like that. So he does this awesome speech, and Dexter's like, oh, that's really cool. That's awesome. Great story. Play the song, and then he gets up and just...
Smashes
the ukulele.
Oh,
so here we are in this conference room, right? You know, we're all sitting in chairs like, awesome. And then he just stands up.
Grandpa!
Shattered. And we're all like, oh, he got us. damn it, nice. Noodles, you got us. So it was really cool. We had a lot of fun. It was fun broadcasting live and got to do a little boozing. Got to see some showcases. There was a band we saw. They're out of the UK. They're called Bones. Mm-hmm. Two chicks. They ripped harder than most guys I've ever seen.
Really?
It was awesome.
Bones, huh?
Bones, dude. If we can ever get them here, I will. And good-looking chicks, too, so that helps. But, dude, one of the, like, always whenever we do these Vegas conventions, there's always, like, three bands that really stand out. Mm-hmm. Bad Flower was there. They kicked ass. Always. And then you had Bones, which was just, I can't get over it, man. Like, it gave me goosebumps. It was so good. And then the last night, which I'm leading into this because when we take a quick break here, I'm going to tell you what happened the last night involving Robert Downey Jr.'s son. Last night, there was a band called the Black Moods, which we've played here on WIRX. Dude, they were awesome. Just
kicked ass,
fantastic,
huh?
Kicked ass. So, then to end the night, I had a little interaction with Indio Jr., Indio Downey Jr., or something like that. Anyway, I'll tell you about that here in just a few.
I like to tease.
Kind of made an ass out of myself a little bit.
Big surprise.
Boom.
IRX.
Hey, good morning. 7:47, Brock Hunter.
Yes.
Back from Vegas, man. I know you miss me. Don't lie.
Yeah.
You miss me, and then you heard I kissed a guy, and now you're jealous.
Yep, now I'm pissed.
So if you missed my story before, I'll just give you a quick recap before I get to my next Vegas story. Mm-hmm. So we were in Vegas. Hashtag happens rock radio convention. Shim Moore, formerly of the Sick Puppies, now he's solo, kissed me on the mouth twice. Well, okay, technically he kissed me and then I kissed him because he kissed me and surprised me. And I was like, I wasn't ready. I can kiss better than that. So I kissed him back, and that was our night.
You didn't have to slip on the tongue, though.
I feel like I did, because that's a lot. That's a strong point of me. If people think I'm joking, I'm not joking. I absolutely kissed Shim Moore twice. And so, yeah, everyone's like, whoa, Jesus. Hey, it's Vegas, man.
I guess.
It's Vegas, buddy. Hey, if you were there, I'd kiss you, too.
You know what? What happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas.
I tell everybody everything. I take pictures. I use it as bribery. Now, here's another thing that happened. So, and I do feel bad about this because it was awkward. And now, folks, you got to understand, too, is at rock radio conventions with industry people, we're all schmoozing. All right. We're all like, oh, yeah, I'm going to play your record. Hey, enjoyed your band. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. We do this. You're greasing palms it's just how it works. You know, mm-hmm. we're there to not only talk about the industry, but we're also there to rub elbows, to get with one another, promote bands. That's why bands play for us. Well, one of the bands was called The Dose. And if you don't know anything about The Dose, it is I want to say an alternative band. They're kind of a grungy kind of feel band like that, but I would say very alternative. And in that band is Robert Downey Jr.'s son, Indio Downey, okay? Robert Downey Jr.'s son, Iron Man.
Let me guess, the one on the right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Looks like him.
A little bit.
Looks like him, yeah. So here he is. He's in the band, and it was the end of the night, and we had an early flight Saturday morning. Like, seriously, like, way too early. We had to be at the airport at, like, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I told Kiki, all right, we got to go. We've been drinking for, like, pretty much way too long at this point. Mm-hmm. It's like, we got to go get some sleep, make sure we don't miss our flight, yada, yada, yada. So I went to go say goodbye to my one friend, Ken, in the industry. Known the guy for a long time. He's great. He's like, hey, Brock, oh, you got to, don't leave. Well, hey, I got someone you got to meet. It's Indio Downey.
Oh, okay.
Robert Downey Jr.'s son.
Yeah.
I didn't know this. He just said, hey, here you go. This is Brock. Said, hey, man, of course, I'm in radio mode. I'm like, really enjoyed the set. You guys were awesome. Thanks for playing. He goes, we haven't played yet.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
He's like, we're actually the headliner tonight. And I said, right there, my brain, because I had been having a few cocktails.
How do you recover?
My brain just went like, shut down.
Yeah.
I'm like, you look like that guy. You look like that guy. Sorry. He's like, hey, well, you should stick around. I said, nah. And of course, now at this point, awkward Brock comes out. And I'm like, I'd love to, man. Shook his hand. We got to go. We had an early flight. I'll catch you on the next go around. I'll catch you on the next go around. I don't know when that is. And then I'm like awkwardly like walking away like, sir, So,
just gave Robert Downey Jr.'s son the cold shoulder.
The cold shoulder. Yeah. You know what I really feel bad about is more for my buddy Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he's representing this band, if he just wanted me to meet him, whatever. But I biffed it. And at this point, though, and I didn't know it was Robert Downey Jr.'s son. That was another bad part. Yeah. If I would have known that, I maybe would have said, all right, just take a few breaths, center yourself, let's go. No, did that, walked away.
You
later,
blow it.
My buddy Elwood, I told you about him before. He's like, you know who that was, right? I said, no, I don't. He goes, oh, yeah, that was Robert Downey Jr.'s son that you just blew off.
Really? Oh, man.
Could somebody tell me, maybe give me a heads up saying, Brock, by the way, you're going to go meet Dose. Be on your A game. So if Indio Downey is listening right now, I'm sorry, man.
I'm sorry. You got the cold shoulder from a radio jock from Southwest Michigan.
You know what? Good. Maybe I took him down a peg or two.
Good.
Yeah. You know what? Just because you're Iron Man's kid doesn't mean you're special. But I have listened to their stuff, and they are good. And I wish I could have caught the set, but we had to go. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably best because I would have kept drinking.
Yep.
Who knows? Who knows what would have
happened? Something would have happened.
Damn it.
So,
damn it.
Good story, man. You blew it.
Is it? Is it a good story?
You blew it.
I'm uncomfortable just talking about it. Rock 107 WIRX 758 Sprockets Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, Vegas. All done.
You made it back.
Made it back, man. We did have a great time at the Hashtag Happens Rock Radio Convention. Again, it goes without saying thank you to the Chocolate Cafe for making it possible, getting us out there. You know, it's fun taking WIRX and it's amazing how many people do know about us. Mm-hmm. If you guys think that we're just a tiny little station in Southwest Michigan, no, man, everyone I've talked to, I've been here for 3 years now, so a lot of people mm-hmm. I've talked to, like, how things in Michigan, how's it going? We got to get up there, all that. So, we definitely had some fun, and obviously with me snubbing Robert Downey Jr.'s son.
Why not? We're kind of a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. But you were Brock. Damn it, Brock.
People know us.
Oh, such an idiot. Could have been best friends. Yeah, I could have met Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, you blew it.
I blew it.
You could have made best friends.
I could have probably been in the next Avengers movie.
You know?
Damn it. Next time.
Might have been able to get in the suit.
Next time. Oh, that would have been cool.
Iron Man suit. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, it is good to be back. I will say, with all the glitz and glam of Vegas, all the clickety-clacks and the blackjacks and the mm-hmm. hookers, it is good to be back. We did some gambling. Didn't do too bad. I finally played roulette. Never have before.
There you go.
And see, that's what's nice is, so we were on Fremont Street. We were in that area, which, by the way, from here on out, whenever I go to Vegas...
It's Fremont. Fremont's where it's at.
Dude, it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's better than the Golden Gate. I mean, mm-hmm. there's never an issue. Like,
everything is in one spot, too, which is
it
nice.
Is. Oh, dude, they got that one cool, like, whatever that is. That, like,
the zip line?
The zip line, like, breezeway. And there's music going and we got...
What's sweet about Fremont is you literally walk 20 yards one way and it's a new band, different kind of music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's like 8 bands like set up throughout the whole strip.
Yeah.
Of Fremont. And it's just like, it's awesome.
It's awesome, man. Because all the times whenever we've gone to this convention, because yeah, believe it or not, I've only been to Vegas once for just pleasure. Otherwise, it's work, which mm-hmm. is fine, whatever. That kind of keeps you focused. Mm-hmm. but yeah, we've always been on the new side. And this was the first year they had it over on Fremont Street. And it was just, it was awesome, man. I had so much fun.
On Fremont, was the guy, did they, what was he dressed up as? He had like the horns on. I think he was wearing a thong. It's like a naked dude walking around.
I might have seen
him.
He's
got the devil stick, whatever you call it.
The trident.
The trident. Yeah, just some random dude just banking. Making a bunch of money, just walking around half naked.
I might have seen him. I don't know. There was a couple fuzzy parts in the trip. Yeah, yeah. Usually at the end. I said Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Anyway, one of the mornings I woke up and I was like, wait and see if Kiki's mad at me because I don't remember the walk home.
Yeah, nice.
And we were good. So obviously I didn't do anything stupid. But yeah, so it was great and had a lot of fun. And I am excited to be back though. Mm-hmm. All in all, it's never because when we got to the airport, because we woke up late, of course, and we had to rush to the airport. And I think I was coming down from a decent drunkenness mm-hmm. on Saturday morning. And that is just the worst. When you got to go through security check.
Oh, it's you're always hungover in the security check.
No, I think I was still drunk. That was the problem. Yeah. And then finally,
yeah,
I ended
like,
up getting,
you smell like booze, man.
I just got like a cheesesteak sandwich from a place, and I was just like, oh my God, thank
just
God.
Get me home.
Just get me home. Mm-hmm. And that time change sucks too. But anyway, I missed you. I missed all of you.
Really?
And we survived. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, oh, don't come back. Come on. Come on. Don't come back.
Please, God.
Anyway, you were one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter's time to shine now.